Lexington city leaders introduced the artist chosen to sculpt the Breaking the Bronze Ceiling Monument on Wednesday. The event also provided an opportunity to unveil a replica of the statue, which will recognize contributions of women throughout Lexington history. 5 silhouette images of suffragette women standing some 20 feet tall are planned for the corner of Vine and Mill on the Lexington Financial Center Plaza. Tucson artist Barbara Grigudis was selected from a group which submitted 127 replicas. Grigudis said, quote, "As a woman, this is, of course, an incredibly special project."
I do think that the passage of the right for women to vote is universally good for men, women, children. It's good for everybody. It's a very positive advancement for a society. So I'm honored to have the opportunity to express this in a public monument.
Breaking the Bronze Ceiling Committee co-chair Jennifer Masotti said Kentucky played a prominent role in the effort to give women the right to vote.
Women who are heads of households and taxpayers won the right to vote on tax and education issues in rural areas of Kentucky in 1838, 10 years before the Seneca Falls Convention. That made Kentucky the first place anywhere in the country where women could participate in the electoral process.
Breaking the Bronze Ceiling Committee co-chair Kathy Plowman said $350,000 have been raised so far. She's optimistic the $500,000 goal can be reached with the help of a matching gift from 2 donors. Plans call for the monument to be placed downtown next August in celebration of the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.